Oh, Christ Jesus, when all is darkness and we feel our weakness and helplessness, give us the sense of your presence, your love, and your strength. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. L'chaim. Welcome to the Keith and the Girl Comedy Talk Show. Find us on keithandthegirl.com or on iTunes. Benjamin Lerman.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
Great.
I love you.
You know, I love you too, man.
Thank you, my friend.
What the hell is going on here?
I love you too, Chemda.
Thank you. That's all I wanted and needed.
If two of us were hanging off a cliff...
Will you remember who came to all your shows and who didn't?
Well, let's see. I mean, that's really Sophie's choice right there. Don't make me choose. Don't make me choose.
If it's me, throw a wink that said, oh, okay. Thank you, Ben. Thank you.
He said a wink, not your penis out.
Let me mention this, by the way. First off, I should not have had that 5-hour energy 5 minutes ago.
Oh, wow.
Seriously.
Those things kick in fast.
The show does have... I have to leave in a couple hours at the absolute...
latest?
Yeah.
I'm shaking.
Are you really?
Uh-huh.
I don't know why you drink those things.
I don't either.
You're 2:30 feeling?
I yawned once, and I'm like, oh, I got to get rid of that. Can't, God forbid you yawn during the day.
No human responses should come from your body.
Right. Like, this is unnatural.
I know the feeling.
I also feel like we can get as much sleep as we need, but to sit in front of computers for a long time,
right.
I really support the 10 to 20 minute nap in the middle of the day. And Keith looks at me funny when I say this because he goes...
No, I'm shaking.
It's just a twitchy thing. It's not a funny look.
I just feel like Keith is like, if it's not a 2-hour nap, what the fuck are you talking about? But I really feel like just closing your eyes, just not being in front of the computer, closing your eyes, let your mind rest for 10 to 20 minutes really makes a huge difference. And if we can implement that in offices, I know I sound like such a hippie, but if we can implement that where everybody sort of staggers...
Yeah, but that's the kind of thing, though, that you can do at your office and nobody will know, like doing your Kegel exercises. No one will know if you just sort of like drift. If you can actually get away doing that sitting up. You can actually close your eyes for about 15 to 20 minutes sitting up. People will just think that you're focused on something. And then, you know, because nobody's really focused on what you're doing.
I'm going to one up you on that. Okay. I think that you should put your eyeshadow as if it was eyeballs. And then when you close your eyes.
No, I keep an eye on Newsy. He was interning today. I go, you got to open your eyes, buddy. He's like, I'm focusing on the addresses. I'm like, I need to see you looking at them. I'm old school. Doug, our buddy, worked on the iPhone app. You can hear us through the iPhone. It's a free application.
Not only can you hear us now when we're live, but you can also look up all of Ben Lerman's shows that he was involved in, look up the pictures in the show notes that he was involved in, any of your favorite guests like that. Obviously, you know, Ben is one of the favorite guests because you won the CatGo Award for favorite guest.
I treasure it.
Yes. And you can also, you can look at the different links for Keith and the Girl. It's a really incredible app.
Well, he's saying 5-hour energy gives you MS. That's how people have it.
Wow.
He says, do you feel like an asshole all of a sudden?
I don't feel like it's not something you give. I mean, that makes it sound like it's a good thing. I think it curses you with MS. Mm. Be more than like, you know, you give someone a present and MS is not really.
Well, MJG is looking at the ingredients to 5-Hour Energy and says it has 8,333% of your B12. So you're good for 83 days.
Wow.
I like their commercials. It's... they're comparing it to coffee, of course, because that's what everybody does. They give you the caloric intake is only something like 6 or 60 calories, which is very little because the other ones have, you know, a whole bunch of sugar. But how in something that small, you can't just convince me that there's nothing shitty in there for me.
Right.
Like by listing 3 shitty things that are not in there, that doesn't mean 5 shitty things, you know, aren't in there.
I think in their commercials, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think in their commercials, they're like, coffee only lasts for 3 hours or 4 hours. And then I have a dip in my energy level, and I don't know what to do. It's as if, like, people drink coffee and are operating heavy machinery, and then, like, the minute the coffee stops working, they fall asleep in front of a crane, and they drop a crate on somebody's head.
We've all developed narcolepsy, just like we've all developed ADD and ADHD.
Well, speaking of Doug, by the way, he's looking for somebody to help him develop the latest version of our Keith and the Girl app. And they're called iPhone developers. He's looking for a show listener with iPhone development work experience. Core data and or VI experience is a big plus, you know.
Sure.
You know.
What about if you just have enthusiasm?
Well, I said VI. I could mean UI. I'm not really sure because my eyes are all twitchy. I'm not sure what he's typing me right now. But if you have UI, then you know it. And if you have VI, then that fits too.
One of those need not apply. If you don't know which one, we don't want
you. What if you have a UTI?
He's not looking for that.
Oh.
And let me break it down. He's looking for somebody that knows about 1001011.
In terms of apps.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And not appetizers.
Okay.
Now, all the work will all end released into the open source under the Apache license, but I don't know what else it would be released under, you know?
So the just Navajo.
Just so you guys know that. No, Apache. Apache license.
Okay. Yeah. Lakota, no.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't want to confuse people.
Sorry.
That'll be under the Apache license, 011.
10.
Doug's typing me. He's saying it's UI. He will not work with anybody that studied under VI.
Or UTI.
He's not neither of these. They're definitely confusing people.
Elvis is writing in, don't anyone do cocaine like normal people. Elvis has time for jokes. Let me tell you something
about... But he doesn't have time for grammar.
Something's going on with his daughter, this mm-hmm. poor thing.
Oh, no.
She's been... she was in intensive care last night.
What the hell? He has been cursed, this man.
Something's going on.
And
it's the Elvis curse. If you dress Jesus. And do things like Elvis, you get all of Elvis's problems.
Man. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, she was in intensive care. There's water around her heart or something. There's liquid around her heart. She's doing much better this morning. I found this all out via Twitter, you know, and I kind of feel like a douchebag tweeting back, like thinking about you, positive thoughts, you know, stuff like that. And where I'm like,
well, in one tweet, his daughter has some kind of heart problems. 5 minutes later, he's hitting on one of the nurses.
So totally. Totally. We get a picture of the nurse, her name, her license number.
Yeah. I acted like I was lost in the hospital. The other nurses laughed. They knew what was going on. I was just looking for attention. Send. The worst part, he told me, I private message him, and I say, since it's private, I'll tell everybody. So I go, you know, give me a call if you want to yap or anything like that. Best wishes and all that. And he says, well, it's even worse. The fucking ex-wife bitch is coming down to see me.
Oh, yeah. He managed to tweet that a couple times today.
That's the real problem. Give me strength. I'm like, all right, son.
He's in such good spirits all the time. He always, you know, sort of keeps positive about it.
Right.
Maybe cocaine is better than Red Bull.
I don't know.
There was a
period in my life where I did a lot of cocaine. Some people might say I was a cokehead. I don't know.
Is that true?
Yeah, I was young. I was 20. This is why, you know, misspent youth. But yeah, I was like 22, and I for like a year and a half.
Who got you into it?
You know, it was very after school special. I worked at this restaurant. Where there was like I didn't realize that there was like his resident coke dealer, but I, you know, people would come visit him and then stay for 5 minutes, maybe have a drink, maybe not, and then leave. And then it was just a succession of people that would come. And so then one day he was like, hey, kid, you know, do you want to try this? I said I was tired maybe or something.
Right.
And so then I started doing coke every once in a while. Yeah,
somebody had to say to you was, hey, kid, you look tired.
I wasn't that. Like, I would drink and I would smoke.
Are you attracted to this guy at all? Because I think...
Oh, God, no. He was like a little golem. Okay. He was like a disgusting little golem with... I mean, you could see his sinus through his skin. I mean, it was just revolting. And then, so after a while, one day, he came up to me and he was like, so... you owe me some money.
I was just going to say.
That's exactly how it happened. It was textbook ABC after school special.
Wait.
It was ridiculous.
So how much money did you owe him?
Well, no. He basically was saying, like, from this point forward.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. And by that, I was totally hooked. And then, you know.
How many?
Because it's like you develop, like, a social circle, like, that surrounds. It's not just that you're doing coke. It's that you met friends that are also doing coke, and so that's the...
Are you doing other stuff that maybe you wouldn't normally do? You fucking guys, unsafely?
God, I did that. No, I know. No, I really didn't. I was pretty cautious about that.
How long was the trial period, so that folks understand?
I don't know, probably a couple months.
He was feeding you coke for a couple months for
free?
Yeah,
I mean, you gotta understand, like, I wasn't doing, like, an eight ball from day one, you know, like it was like a little bump here and there. And then it, as it got more and more, that's when he was like,
when you hear the Charlie Sheen story, you're like, okay, I get it.
Could have been me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
So what made you get off?
I realized that like all of my relationships were fake, that I didn't really have any friends anymore, that my only friends were in little plastic bags, and it was sad.
Sorry.
No, I was going to say, and they were your coke buddies, and you're like, oh, I take your only,
yeah,
you're
but only they
with
were
me
only...
for my drugs.
Well, yeah, or the opposite way.
Right.
I was only, you know, and I did some things that I'm not so proud of either.
Such as?
You know, I ended up at a crack house one day.
Okay.
It was really, I used to live in a neighborhood where there were crack houses all around all the time, but I never really thought I would end up at one.
With mattresses on the floor, that kind of thing?
Well, I never got that far in. One time I did go and buy crack, and it was so ridiculous. It was like, I knocked on the door and this scary dude is like, what do you want? You know? And I'm like, 20. And he's like, come in. So I walked into the little foyer area.
Now, are you scared? Like I could be shot right now.
You know, a little bit scared,
right,
but not like really scared. Like, okay. I figured if they shot all their customers,
You did some math.
What's that?
You did some math.
Yeah, I was like, that's not really gonna. They want repeat business, like Target. And so I gave him, or like any retail outlet. So I gave him the $20. He like knocks on this other door off the foyer. It's just like this little tiny room with a couple of doors off it, and this gimp. The fucking crack gimp comes out. I should not be telling this story. It doesn't matter. Whatever. I'm not running for president.
Right.
This crack gimp comes out and takes my $20 and goes into wherever and comes back. The crack gimp comes back with some crack. And I went off and I smoked it with my friend.
And that's the first time you got crack?
I think I tried it maybe twice, maybe three times. And I don't remember which time that was. It was probably the second time.
Do you remember it being the best?
I remember thinking that experience was like right out of a Quentin Tarantino sort of. It just felt really like I tried to imagine like what the hell was the story going on with this crack gimp and like what they're, you know, it was really.
When's the last time you did hard drugs?
What is hard drugs?
Coke, crack, for starters.
I haven't smoked crack since, I mean, that was 13 years ago.
All right. And just a quick line, quick little bump for fun. When's the last time?
You know, when I get really drunk, my judgment decreases. So yeah. I would say a few years ago, probably.
Like a few months ago, you mean?
Nope. I can't really do it anymore. Like, it just, you know, it just, I like to sleep a lot more than I used to. And, you know, I don't think it gets you, I think if you've done it, I don't know, I just never derive any pleasure from it, so I just don't, I'm not really tempted to do it anymore.
How long does a bump last?
Like an hour. I mean, it depends. It can last all night, I suppose, if you want it to. I think if I did a bump now, like it used to be like I would, like back when I was, you know, like over a decade ago, I would do some coke, like I would just do it all. Like it would be like whatever I bought, I could do it all until it was gone.
Did never you buy really it thinking, all right, this will be all week? And
no.
you knew ahead of time you were doing it at whatever you got.
Yeah, like okay. That was the whole point, you know.
Right.
But like now, I guess if I was really drunk and I was really tired and I had like a long train ride home, or I don't know, if somebody offered me, but I probably could do just a bump and that would be the end of it. But definitely then, I don't know. I mean, it can be insidious. Like, you can become addicted. I definitely became addicted.
Did you look like you were?
It took a year of my life away.
Did you look like you were on something?
Inevitably, I did, eventually. You know, it took some time. And eventually, I think it was obvious to everybody.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what made you stop? How do you get... Was it an epiphany? Was it just...
I had to leave town. Like I was living in Washington D.C. and I saw that like if I stayed there, Well, I mean, part of the reason I was doing it was because I didn't have a lot of options in Washington, D.C. Like, I was really bored with the city. There were no opportunities ahead of me socially or, you know, at that point, I didn't know what I wanted to do. But, you know, there it was not an exciting place to be. I wasn't inspired by, and all of the friends who I had been inspired by, who I'm still friends with, some of the original people I was friends with, all of those people that I had been friends with fell by the wayside, and I had this whole new group of friends who, you know, were not really friends. You know, they were just sort of drug buddies.
And so then you moved to New York.
I dried out for a summer at the beach. I got a job at the beach in Delaware.
What's dried out mean?
I stopped doing coke.
Okay.
Did you need to go to any NA?
I didn't. I did like relapse a little, I guess, because of course the people I was working with at the beach were like, want some coke?
You can't escape it.
You know, so
the lifeguards are on coke.
It wasn't the lifeguards, it was the waiters at the beach. I wasn't part of the Baywatch crew. even with that, I still, you know, it was a pleasant place to be. And I, you know, you can go look at the water and think about your life that's fallen apart and put it back together. And that's what happened. I went to the beach for the summer, and then I moved to New York at the end of the summer.
Was there a time when coke's taken up all your money?
You know, that was another thing about, like, living in Washington, D.C., I made, like, $100 to $200 a shift waiting tables, and at the time, I was paying, like, $450 a month in rent.
That's awesome.
And we had this kick-ass apartment, and so, like, I had a lot of extra income.
Right.
You know, moving to New York, that reality was very different. Like, immediately, I was like, oh, shit. As soon as I moved to New York, you know, I'd saved up, I had some money left. I didn't spend all the money. I had some money left. And I had enough to get an apartment. But then once I got a regular job, like, I did not make as much. And my rent was, it was probably a third more.
Yeah, living in New York, you're not really encouraged not to do drugs. Because if you tell somebody you can afford to do drugs and live in New York, it's like, congratulations.
It's a status
good thing. For you.
Also, if you can't afford it and somebody's offering it to you, it's like, all right. It's like somebody's paying part of your rent.
Yeah, well,
I'm glad you're better, buddy.
Hey, thanks. You know, it never got, like, there was no, like, real rock bottom scenario. There was nothing really horrible that happened. So I guess I'm fortunate in that way.
Did your parents know about this?
I don't think so. I mean, to some extent, you know.
Because of the obviousness of it?
I really don't know to what extent. I never talked about it with them. I think I've told my sister, maybe. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe some of my family is listening to this right now. It's but, you know, I don't really
have
any... This
is the good
any...
side of it. This What's is good that? News. This is good news.
I guess so. You know, I don't have any secrets. I try not to live my life with any secrets, so...
You're not running for president,
though? Except
for
the ones I keep for myself.
You said you're not running for president.
Decided not to.
Did you vote today, by the way?
I have not voted yet, but I plan on voting. My voting place is near where a show I'm doing later.
Oh.
That's convenient.
I don't know.
Yeah, worked out.
Do you know what's going on?
No idea.
Now, why is it so much... Why are you a better... I'm not saying you're saying you are, but why are you,
well,
you
I
a better
know,
person than me? I'm not voting because I don't know.
I do know this. I definitely don't want Palladino to be governor.
He is insane.
He's totally insane, and I don't think he stands a chance.
Right.
But I would not be able to complain about it if I don't vote. So I'm going to vote definitely against him. And I'm not real crazy about Andrew Cuomo, but...
Right.
I'll be voting against Carl Palladino.
I hear there's a lot of people just voting against rather than voting for. Do you know, does that make sense?
What a weird way to vote. It does make sense. And it's like I talked about it in my CD, and it's why I don't vote now, because you are picking lesser of two evils, and to me the whole thing's strange. To me you're validating one of them. Mm-hmm. And that's strange to me. But Yeah, it is funny. More people are voting to vote against somebody.
But it makes sense, you know?
But also, then you'll go in there, and you know you don't want this guy, Palladino.
Yeah.
But you don't know who you want for...
judge.
For any of these things that might affect you more. Maybe it's on a lower... Yeah, for attorney true. General. You don't know. And I think you just start flicking levers.
That's true. I generally just vote... And this is really stupid, but I generally just vote Democrat across the board.
I was just going to say, people probably just vote for a side rather
yeah,
than...
It's so, that's yeah. so stupid, but that's what I do.
George Pataki is voting for, or is endorsing, Carl Palladino for governor, despite wow. the fact that a year ago he called this guy a, quote, degenerate idiot.
He was right about that.
But if that's not going down your party, it's like, you caught me at a bad time.
I don't know. Did you remember the homophobic comments?
Sure. Oh, more than one. Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, it was just crazy.
But I don't. In fact, that's something I Twittered. I just wrote, admit it. You don't know who you voted for. Send. And too many people wrote on Facebook, you know, because it connects to my Facebook, likes this. You're right. Likes this. And then somebody wrote, writes to me, you didn't even vote. And I said, so you're better that you don't know who you're voting for than I am who didn't even vote. And he goes, yeah, I had to walk to the polling place.
Okay. There are also other shitty things about it. I was listening to NPR and they're actually teaching people how to look at the voting system. So, you know, if you're looking at the name, the boxes or the lever should be underneath it. You know, people don't know. And they vote for the wrong person mm-hmm. because instead of voting underneath the name, they vote above the name. Just silly things like that.
They've changed the system, I think. Well,
but it's not, it needs to be universal.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not. You can find a different way to vote, you know, for the same people, obviously, but a different way to vote in one section of Queens compared to another section of Queens, and that's ridiculous. 2010. I'm not saying, you know, we got to go all computers, but it's a little ridiculous, some of these voting things. And you got your old people, they can't even see because something's too small, you know, instructions are tricky.
A lot of people are complaining that it's too small, but they do have these magnifying glass things. Some people are complaining that it just makes it look like, you know, it's bigger, but there's Vaseline on it.
But there's Vaseline on it?
You know, it's like blurry. You can see that there are words there.
I get that complaint a lot. It's bigger and there's Vaseline on it.
I don't know. Did you know this? The Amish are allowed to vote?
They aren't?
They are.
Yes, right? Yeah, why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they? I don't know. I can't turn on a television. I don't know if they're allowed to read a newspaper. Who knows what they're allowed to do?
Yeah, but it's just like levers.
Are they allowed to pull levers?
Yeah, you can pull a lever.
No, somebody else has to pull it for them.
An electronic one?
I think a goy, they call them.
A goy? An Amish goy?
You open the curtain for them, you close it, you pull the lever. I don't like it. First of all, they don't pay taxes. I don't think you're allowed to vote if you don't pay taxes. There's something with that. They got some bullshit going. I don't like it. I don't think
they have to pay taxes.
I say no.
Okay.
By the way, this is somebody who's voting, Ben Lerman. Hey, okay, if you say.
If you say, all right.
Well, you can look it up tonight. I don't think so. I don't think I have to do that.
I'm not going to look it up.
Oh, man. I don't know. Like, he's been saying, you know, hey, if I don't vote, then I can't complain. I don't know if it's a skill I have. I can still complain. Either way, just fine. Believe me.
All Marvels is saying, they just tell them that it's a butter churning machine.
Does the government, do you think the government really, like people that are into conspiracy theories, do you think the government deliberately has these boring people running so that you're bored and don't care to vote?
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No, but.
Like nobody wants to win, they don't care. It's just like. I mean, you have, who's that chick from the Tea Party?
Oh, God.
Saying, where in the Constitution does it say there's a separation between church and state?
Christine O'Donnell.
She's a fucking idiot. Now, when you're so stupid, I don't have the Constitution memorized. Like, when you're saying things that I couldn't say and pass an elementary school course, well, and you're still going to get votes, honestly, what
is
the...
She's technically, I hate to say it, but she's technically right. I mean,
she's right about what?
She's right about the actual words of separation of church and state. I don't think actually appear in the Constitution.
However, I'm saying she doesn't know it. I'm saying she doesn't know.
You should probably know that. And the fact
the concept is there. But
the fact that the entire audience of dumb Americans, and I'm including myself in it, can laugh at your political point of view because you're so retarded. You gotta cringe, you know?
Yeah.
Whether you, you know, didn't express yourself correctly, or you can't say
well,
the
idea that we shouldn't have a separation of church and state is, I mean, she should be burned at the stake.
If you have a guy, see, I don't think there's, you know what, I'm really
I don't care if she's a witch, burn her.
Let them do whatever they want to this fucking country. There really is too many dummies in this country, like around the world. I mean, think about what percent of dummies would you say are out there? You know, what percent of people do you even want to make friends with? 5%. 95% of people are fucking idiots, you know? So what's the fucking point on voting? What is the point on trying to make a fucking difference?
You know,
we're all going to die. If you have Palladino coming out saying that, you know, don't give gays equal rights because you know what they do? They dress up like women. They give blowjobs in the middle straight. I don't want my kids saying that. And you go, holy fuck, do you really think that? And he goes, no, apparently I wasn't supposed to say that. In fact, my excuse is somebody wrote that for me and I just read it.
Right.
And then people go,
some of my best friends are gay.
Somebody says, okay, I'll vote for you then. Like, you know what? Then vote. Because have your fucking country and I'll get by and hopefully the economy doesn't get too bad and affect me.
I think that's why generally people vote, and maybe this is the way I would vote also, just, you know, your side of the fence, Democratic or Republican or whatever, because generally, Democrats are probably pro-choice, generally.
Right.
And generally, they probably would be more likely to give more gay rights. Like, the bigger issues, you can sort of umbrella them a little bit more.
The city politicians don't necessarily follow that. I think that pretty much most of the city politicians are socially liberal, Republican or Democrat. It doesn't matter. But at the state level, it is a little different. Definitely at the federal level.
Well, Elvis is really confused. He's saying, what? Voting? I thought waffles won. I'm definitely confusing people. Well, you know,
I would vote for waffles.
Well, I have it in my last CD on why I don't vote. And you know what? I'm making jokes, but I really stand by it. It's called Don't Vote, and it's on iTunes if you want to hear my 99 cents about it.
It's a solid case.
I love that track. I fucking love that track. And I don't know. I think you've been getting a little more political, but you're not a political guy.
Right.
So I think I remember Pat opened for you, and he said, and Keith's going to do political stuff, and everybody laughed.
Right.
But your stuff made so much sense, where I think if you were in some political, on a political platform in some rally, or, you know what I mean?
It does make sense that someone should have to have some information if they're asked to vote on an issue.
Yeah. It's a very funny track. Very funny.
There's definitely, you have some solid points behind it. I think the problem with voting, dissemination of the information about the candidates is that it's boring. It's really fucking boring. And government is a really boring thing.
And lying thing. That's another problem.
Yeah, it's like you cannot please everybody.
Right.
There's no way that's going to happen. And also, the news, their job is to sell this information, not give you information, but to sell it to advertisers. So they try to make it sexy. And what happens is that the candidates that we end up getting are more polarized than the actual people of the country. Like, the people on the Republican side are a little bit more right than the people who make up the Republican Party, and the people on the Democrat side are a little bit more left than
And all that stuff equals, you feel like no one's on your side, so you can't trust the news. You can't trust the politicians. You can't trust the campaigns. You can't trust, you know, anyone, that the only people that, you know, you can get information from. So it's tricky, and you start, you know, and it's boring. So you're fading out, and you feel lied to when you're actually chiming in. Right. That's a huge problem I have with
it. You know, and I understand some shows you're supposed to stick away from, you know, unless you're just watching for entertainment and you're not letting them affect you. But what can you read? Read the Times, Keith. Oh, the Times. It just got caught making another fake story. The New York Times getting caught making fake stories all over the place. It's like, what is the point?
And it becomes a horse race, too. It's like, that's what the media reports is, like, who's ahead in the polls. Like, every time, anything I've seen about the election on the news recently, granted, I haven't done, you know, some very real thorough research, but it's all about who's ahead in the polls and how many seats the Democrats might lose and how many seats the Republicans might gain.
I don't think, like, already, it's like 5:30 right now that we're doing this show. Polls close at 8 or so, sometimes a little early in places, sometimes later. They're already announcing, you know, who's ahead. I don't think they should be allowed to officially do that. Now, a show can always guess because that's their business. But nothing should be
official.
They
don't officially do it. They do it.
Some polling places can quit early and give you and give their results.
I don't know. I know that they do exit polling, and so that's like there's a margin of error, right. So they are able to predict within a certain degree of error who statistically that. With the 5% accuracy that this person won from the exit polls.
Well, today's poll is going to be for those good American citizens that did vote. And we're going to ask you, do you know everybody that you voted for? Yes or no? What do you think of that?
Yeah. And I also think, just quickly to go back on Ben's point, is, you know, when they say that it's really just a horse race and so-and-so is ahead and so-and-so is, you know, they're really just telling you half results. I think it's because even they don't know what to report anymore, you know, because it used to be that people took a stance on something, they held on to it, they were really adamant about it. But now it's, you know, speeches say nothing but I believe in this country and we could, you know, do this. We could make changes. We can have a better tomorrow. And it's like,
career,
of course,
no more career politicians.
Right. Of course, we're all about that. But it's just you're talking nothing at us. So I feel like, you know, how would we know?
All Marbles is asking, is exit polling a gay thing?
Yes.
And Elmagato, sometime during this conversation, says wrong. So
we really learned a lot.
Now, this guy probably vote. He's one of those guys.
Wrong.
Wrong. Just want to say wrong. Okay. Okay, buddy.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Hey, I learned this, by the way. Very exciting. The DVD that we're talking about, my latest, Can You Imagine? And it has the CD has a Ben Lerman on it, singing a very emotional
Look
track,
at the cover
if I say
of that.
So myself.
It's a beautiful cover.
Isn't that a beautiful cover? Thank you. The person that recorded it and edited it, and
The person on video, the person that was my contact, the person that put it together.
She's Icelandic. She's from Iceland. So I don't know how you say her name, but it's close to Ísold Uggadóttir. And we learned that she's a big deal in Iceland. She's the Scorsese of Iceland.
Wow.
She's in school right now. The way we found her is Lauren did a bunch of work for her projects. Lauren, a couple of the projects got into, you know, some festivals, won some awards. Mm-hmm. It's on Lauren's reel, which is on laurenhennessy.com. So you could see some of the stuff that Ísold does. But, we just found out, like, she's a big deal in Iceland. And
awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Elmagato saying Keith has the funniest joke ever about Sarah Palin. We're wrong about something, and I have the funniest joke about Sarah Palin. Take the good with the bad. But anyway, I'm very very happy about the CD, and people are getting a kick out of it, so that's nice. And you can pick it up at the store now, save 10% of everything at keithandthegirl.com/store. Where also is the pre-sale of my autobiography. And I see Newsy sweating already. A lot of orders coming in, and we appreciate it. And Newsy's here right now. So
he jumped out of his chair just now.
So get your order! We have a limited edition of books, and we are 1/4. How do I say this?
We're 1/4 sold out of them.
Right.
So we have 3/4 left. Wow.
And this is in pre-sales.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
And this is, you know, I mean...
We bought 4 books.
With 1 book sold, there are 3 remaining books.
When we did our other book, our relationship book called What Do We Do Now? And we were very proud of ourselves that in the first week, the book got into its second printing. You know, it was published by Real Publishing House and all that. This one, we're like, hey, let's do one ourselves, see how that goes. So my point is, I want to see how many different printings we can have. So each printing is only 5 books, babe.
Right.
And then I'm going to change one word.
You
second
can have
printing.
Do yourself.
Right. In the first 2 hours, I was on
Set
my 12th printing.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But anyway, and also the embroidered skull caps, winners coming. We're halfway out of those.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to buy one of those.
Mm-hmm. And that's sort of like, to me, I'm calling it a seasonal thing. So if we are going to be out, we're not going to order it for at least another year. So if you were thinking about it, if you have stuff in your virtual basket right now, just go ahead and click the rest of the buttons to keep it moving. And like Heath said, right now, $2, you can get $2 off every single book that you buy of Keith. So if you buy one book, you get $2 off two books, $4, and so on. Also, you can, or you can get 10% off your entire order. So whichever one saves you more money, that's the one that you can pick. The discount codes are on keithandthegirl.com/store. And Ben, we have a new store where you can actually put like for real discount codes. You know, you put the discount code, it does the math for you. You know, you don't have to know what's 10% of things. All good.
That's cool.
Right?
Yeah. I'm going to check it out. So by seasonal, you mean it's not a good time to buy like Keith and the Girl beach blankets and suntan oil.
Sure. Hey, beat the summer rush. There's always going to be a thing, you know?
You have Keith and the Girl beach blankets, don't you?
We do. We have a whole beach package. That's beach, amazing. Beach towel is what it is. Beach balls, okay. Beach frisbee.
Yeah, we can turn it into anything. It's like when right. You see, you know,
but really you
gyms.
Move
it's
the,
like it's like work out now at our gym. It's wintertime. Nobody will see you. Then you'll be ready. Uh-oh, it's summer. Work out now. You have to be seen right away. we'll turn it to whatever. Speaking of Iceland, by the way, my my lady friend.
Irish.
Catherine, my Irish lady friend. She is in...
She gets a different title every show.
Lady friend.
She
lady
is
friend.
In Iceland right now.
Huh.
Reykjavik, as a matter of fact. That's a real place.
Reykjavik.
Mm-hmm. Here's how you spell it. R-I-V-E-K-Y-J number 4-K.
Number 4. Oh, there's no number.
Oh, it's crazy stuff there in Iceland. She's doing architect
there. Just like it sounds with the number 4 in it.
When I was young, I thought I heard this. I thought they said Iceland was called Iceland because they didn't... I'm being serious.
Iceland.
They didn't want people coming to their country. And it was supposed to be not cold. And icy. And that was a deliberate misnomer.
And Greenland was doing the opposite.
Right. But I'm looking at the weather in Iceland. You know, I follow wherever she's at, keep an eye on things. It's freezing and it's dreary. Plus, look at
yeah,
this.
Yeah, but that's a really nice day in Iceland. 34 degrees.
That's what I'm talking about. That's crazy. So maybe it was just Greenland that had that. Because Greenland, I'm looking at my globe, Greenland looks like it's colder.
I know that they party their asses off in Iceland because it's so cold.
She said that. She said everybody's drinking.
Yeah.
Because they're freezing all the time.
Yeah.
And, but I bought my tickets for Christmas. I'm going to see her in Scotland, in Glasgow. And I'm looking at the weather for Ireland and for Scotland. Look at this.
Oh, that's nice.
Nothing but rain every day. And every time I've checked her weather... It's nothing but rain.
Maybe you could bring the sunshine.
I think that's that really is why, you know, the Irish drink, the Scottish, because your weather is horrible.
Russian. Mm.
And like if I said about, yeah, if I go, oh, your city of marshes, then it's like, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, here's the weather. There's no way you can have dry land. Everything has to be marshes. Everything has to be a swamp. I got to buy galoshes. You've been there.
I was in Scotland.
Is it dreary every day?
It would change within one day. You would have like sunshine and rain, and I'm trying to think of the rest of the lyrics of the Rob Bass song. Sunshine and rain,
joy
and pain. Yep.
I know. It looks like I need a raincoat and galoshes.
That sounds right. I think you're gonna need some. The winter here, it's not like anyone wants to come here. Unless they want to see a tree.
You need a Macintosh. That's what they call a raincoat.
This was happening during the summer, though.
Oh, no.
I'd look at the weather. I'm seeing nothing but rain. I'm telling you, you need... In that country, I think instead of taxis, they have those swamp things with the big fan in the back. That's what I think.
Like what you would use to hunt gators.
Exactly.
Like gator hunting.
Yeah, they just don't have gators. It's how you get from place to place.
Mm-hmm. You guys will find a way to keep warm.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's only like 50-something. It said 150 degrees. Like, that's nice. And
But he was showing us, you know, not now. Winter. Yeah.
Right. That's now, too. Hello, Keith and Kenda. This is from The Who. And he says, I'm high on caffeine and nicotine. True story. Most probably why I'm not fast asleep right now. Originally from Maldives. I know it's a small country. Wonder why we call it a country in the first place.
Never heard of it.
Currently working in Dubai. I've heard been a Keith and the Girl. Heard of it. I've been a Keith and the Girl listener since 2006 and never missed the show. Simply love it. Anyways, I would love to pre-order The Great American Novel, but do you guys ship to the United Arab Emirates? I know you've mentioned in the show you ship worldwide.
So why wouldn't you try?
Maybe because I've said this place shouldn't be part of our world.
I see.
And that to vacation in Dubai is ridiculous because you can't kiss your girlfriend or you get thrown in the gulag. Maybe that's what he thinks. But he just wanted to make sure. Appreciate the time. Keep rocking the show. Cheers.
Yeah, he could be arrested for owning this book.
I don't know.
Perfect.
So like, how would it work? Let's say you were interested in the store, Hamda.
Yeah,
buy
like
something.
I said before, it's not like, oh my God, kill me right now. There's a bruise right there.
Ah!
Like,
yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay, I don't know if I just stunned it.
Sorry. Who's going to land on him?
Okay. Hamda found a roach, by the way.
Oh, my God.
And,
sorry, I shouldn't have done that.
That's okay.
It happens. It happens.
Oh, my God. Okay, sorry.
All right. Now, okay. You ready to vacuum, Hamda?
It's definitely dead.
Don't act like I'm the only one who could vacuum.
Vacuuming has been Hamda's job for the last 5-10 years.
Why is Newsy pointing at me?
Because it's true.
All right.
It's very true.
Okay.
Do you have to call anybody or cancel plans today? We have a lot
we
of carpet.
Can't just leave it there. Newsy, okay. You got to pick it up.
Well, of course.
He's not touching
with bubble
it.
Wrap. Get some paper. Get some.
Okay,
there's
well.
A handling charge on picking up that roach now.
Anyway. Wow. Okay. So here's how it works. It's not like you push your money through, you know, you fill out all the information, and then we go, haha, we don't go to Dubai, you know? I mean, it's a very, very sophisticated store right now. In fact, you can sign up in the store so that if you're buying something now, the next time you buy something, you just go click to the same shipping address, click to the same billing address. You know, it remembers your information if you want, your address and, you know, whatever you sign in with. Just like Amazon, for example. Mm-hmm. So it, you know, once you tell it either your zip code or whatever your country holds or whatever your country is, it'll tell you how much the shipping is. So if it's telling you how much the shipping is, we're sending you there. We're sending it there. And by the way, The Great American Novel can only be bought at keithandthegirl.com/store.
Gotcha. Nice try, Amazon.
I'm going to get mine at Barnes & Noble.
Good luck. If you're able to, let
Borders.
Us know.
Borders. I'm going to Borders.
Something's up. Something's up. Aaron from Ohio, is there naked showering in Iceland also? That's what I read, according to Twitter. Well, here's what she's talking about. Catherine, with her roommates, went to some pool that they have. And it uses underground heat. That's supposed to be a big, exciting deal. Instead of instead of a heater. Right. They dig holes in the ground, fill it up with water, something
geothermal.
Like that. Exactly what it is.
That's awesome.
That sounds familiar.
Vote for it.
Oh, I just figured out what she's doing there in Iceland. It took me like 4 days to understand. She's like figuring out the pitch of the house. I'm like, I follow different pitches, but I think I just got it. So anyway, yes, I guess the water doesn't have chlorine or something like that, and so they have to make sure you don't bring things into the water. So you have to shower before you go into the pool, and workers there have to watch you and make sure you're doing it properly. Now, it's girls showering together, and
what?
A girl is watching, still. And the same thing with the guys. But, yeah, I think that's
Who
a little weird,
right?
Who has
to watch you?
A worker at the place.
A witness.
And they go,
watches you, the customer, showering.
And they say you missed a spot and stuff like that?
I don't know how much they pay attention.
In between the toes, motherfucker, under the nails, behind the ears.
Bend over.
Yeah.
Up.
Did you get in there?
Is it shower time again?
Weird.
Move.
And she was in the pool. She coughed and covered her mouth. And they go, come on, we got to watch you shower again.
Wow.
I don't follow this at all.
Seemed a little strange to me. That's all. A Jacksonville mother charged with shaking her baby to death has pleaded guilty to second-degree murder. A 22-year-old woman. She was arrested after the January death of 3-month-old Dylan Lee Edmondson. Her name is Alexandra Tobias. She told investigators she became angry because the baby was crying while she was playing a computer game called Farmville on the Facebook social networking website.
Oh, my God.
God.
That story, just as you read it, every part of it got worse.
You're not thinking like, okay, but let me hear both sides of the story.
Right. She's working on a computer to solve nuclear disarmament. Right. You know, she's working on her computer to end world hunger.
Maybe she's working hard on the global thermal.
Geothermal technology.
Geothermal.
She was working on, but Farmville, I feel like you can be distracted from. You know what? I would cry. If I was sitting there, I would cry.
I feel like this woman would have killed her kid some other way, if not this. She's so stupid.
Right.
She would
say something like, right. She has to eat that often? That's really, exactly. Because I never met anyone who had to eat that often.
There was another case about the parents who just through neglect killed their child because they were caring for their online pet.
They didn't feed
their actual child.
Oh my God.
But you died. I think this was a Korean couple.
But they're making sure.
It was a couple. There were two people.
Yeah, parents that were, they just neglected their child. This was a while ago.
No.
Sometimes you get into these games, though, and I don't know how Farmville
works.
Somebody
look it up and send us the link.
I don't know how virtual, it's okay. I don't know how virtual pets work or anything like that, but I play these first-person shooter games. If you get pretty far and you don't finish that level, you have to start all over.
You don't want to start at the beginning.
No. No. So you're like, all right, you got to hold on a second. So here's what happened. She told investigators that she shook the baby. And then she went, okay, I'm a little out of control. Let me smoke a cigarette, calm down. She smoked a cigarette. It didn't help. She shook him again.
Oh. This is what she's telling people?
Oh, yeah. She said the whole thing. It's like, I realized that maybe I shouldn't be shaking a baby. I started smoking a cigarette. And then it's like, nope, didn't help. Shake, shake, shake.
Is she high or something?
It doesn't say that part.
I feel like, you know how we tell people, or rather you tell people, that you have to know how old they are, how drunk they are, right. how many shits they give about this. I think when they're finding out, any story, but such a bizarre story like this, tell us how many milligrams of what they ingested, because this is insane.
Things you shake. A martini is shaken sometimes.
You have so many options.
Yeah. You can shake a salt shaker. Anything that has the word shaker in it, you can shake.
You can shake your booty.
You can shake your booty. That's a great thing to shake.
Right? There's so many songs about it.
Right. But things with fragile necks.
Do not shake.
Not a category of things that you should shake.
What is our Keith and the Girl TV? Go to keithandthegirltv.com, and one of the videos there is how to take care of a baby. And it it answers things. And Ben, of course, you think he's being silly, and he is, but this is scary. Somebody told me, you know what? My sister had a baby, and she saw this video about what to do, not to do. Like, don't carry your baby around in a laundry bag because it's convenient. Do not share rye with a baby. That's an adult substance. Adult substances are for adults. And she said, my sister was taking notes. And she nodded at one, surprised.
Huh.
Yeah. So, like, oh, I didn't know that. Well, that's good. I guess that makes sense. Don't play guns with the baby. No. I didn't realize that one. Okay.
Don't let the baby do your taxes.
Even though you watch the commercial.
Yeah. That's right. That actually happens in a commercial.
I was saying I didn't understand what I was looking at about the World Series. Like, I didn't understand all these numbers I was looking at, the scores. I said, I'm looking at 3-1. Then they have numbers right after it. It says 4-0. No explanation. I just know San Francisco's in the lead. You know, so he explained it to me, and it's obvious. So that means it was 3-1 the other day, meaning San Francisco is doing better in the series. Out of a total of 7 games, they won 3.
Okay.
But that game specifically was 4-0.
Oh, see what okay, I'm saying? Yeah.
So it's not that hard to follow. I just the newspaper didn't say, and I guess it's for anybody that understands.
Versus game score.
Exactly.
But so, I feel like football has that kind of stuff also. It's just you happen to know football.
You know, it's we put like the quarters and things like that. They just gave me 4 numbers. I didn't know what I was looking at. But anyway, are you okay over there, Newsy? You having a heart attack still?
Newsy deserves some sort of honor.
Yes.
Because he removed the carcass.
Oh, good job.
It was still moving. He was flipping out this whole time.
It was still moving? It was twitching a little?
Yeah, oh yeah. I think it was still alive.
I'm going to need you, Newsy, to take it out of the garbage and take a picture for us, please.
No. It's bad enough we have to admit that.
So anyway, there's one more game, and that ended up letting San Francisco Giants win the World Series. And so that's like a big sweep, right? That's 5-1. And so San Francisco, they're very, very happy. So, of course, what do you do when you get good news? Well, what do any of us do? We riot.
Yes.
So San Francisco started having rioting, loots, set a couple of cars on fire, and they had a good time. So congratulations. Like, oh my God, this isn't good. Right. It used to be good. It was good for your economy if your team won.
I was just going
to
say, yeah, it moves everything forward.
I want Pittsburgh to win because I don't live in Pittsburgh. I don't want New York teams to win anything. I take it back. I'm not rooting for the Jets. I want it to be whatever city I'm not in that's I still have an attachment to. Like, yay, we did it. Okay. All right.
I don't understand why looters loot their own neighborhoods in general. It's like a combination of like irrationality and laziness where it's just like, oh, we're so mad. We're just not going to. Why don't you go to another neighborhood? You know.
Mad at them.
Yeah. Or
I'm here already.
Or at least just don't inconvenience your future, because tomorrow you might not feel as angry as you do right now. And you might want to go to the convenience store.
Right.
And it won't be there if you knock the windows in.
Now you go to the other
town. A little smash and grab isn't going to help you tomorrow when you need a pint of milk.
Hey, by the way, talking about Palladino and his homophobia, Cher has her daughter Chastity Bono.
Chaz, son.
Exactly,
Chaz.
Who named it changed it. How dare me. It's for comic effect, Ben. And changed its name to a guy's name, Chaz. And is now a man, which, if you ask me, always was, right?
Right.
So, well, the whole thing is confusing Cher as well.
It's very confusing.
So she's saying a lot of stupid stuff.
I bet a lot of stuff confuses Cher.
She's not, right. She's not used to this, Chastity being known as Chaz. And she says, well, she's a very smart girl. I mean, boy, this is where I get into trouble. My pronouns are fucked. I still don't remember to call her him.
Why don't you keep that to yourself? Way to be supportive.
Like, be supportive or don't. You're really just saying
for or against.
I don't get it.
Yeah,
I think that's supportive.
I don't know.
I think it's sarcastic.
Yeah, I still don't remember. Yeah, my pronouns. I guess this is where I get into trouble with the her him. But I'm gonna keep talking. So I guess I'm supposed to call her a him now. Well, you wouldn't even if you really believed it. You wouldn't even say her is a him, right?
I feel like you probably had longer than the general public to understand the position that your son is in, you know, or
right.
whatever you think your son or daughter is, you understand the position a lot longer than the public. And I bet the public is respecting him more than you are.
I don't know. I feel like the transsexuals that I know, that I've met, don't get concerned about things like pronouns. Like, it's not a big issue.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I could see some people do, but you know,
I've seen where they prefer it one way or another, but they're not being dicks about it.
Yeah,
they're not like him right, her. You know, like they're not but I feel like if you have the operation, it becomes more evident, you know, especially to new people. You know, if Ben, you are post-op, I wouldn't know not to call you by male pronouns.
Right, right.
I guess as a mother, it's different.
I'd say I'd call you doctor.
Doctor.
If I woke up tomorrow, she says, Cher, if I woke up tomorrow in a guy's body, which is, you know, what she's saying Chaz did, I would just kick and scream and cry and fucking rob a bank because I cannot see myself as anything but who I am, a girl. I would not take it as well as Chaz has. Like,
Yeah, okay, maybe she isn't getting something.
Yeah. You're coming around?
I'm coming around to this now.
She's acting like Chaz went in for a sore throat and the doctor's really made some mistakes. Like, nah, we didn't label right. I turned you into a dude.
Or also the idea that...
she's handling this
that
okay.
Chaz was perfectly comfortable in his skin up until the decision to become this wasn't like a whole life thing.
Unless it's the daughter's fault. And you still, even though you call him a him, you still say daughter? Or do you say son?
I guess it depends what you have to use, what period of time you're talking about. Because at one point, daughter would be accurate.
Yeah.
And I guess
but you
now,
weren't always a boy?
Boy, you really...
I know, right?
You're pinning me down here.
Well, I'd rather you said girl. You're really pinning me down, but...
I am going to say that I agree with you no matter what. Whatever you say, I think is the right answer. I think
maybe it's the daughter's fault, and she didn't know how to deal with Cher. And she's like, I just woke up one day, and it's like, I don't know how it does it.
I don't think that anyone would say that.
You're not supposed to say. You know, who knows what dumb lies we said to our parents? They just sometimes they let it go. Sometimes they believe you.
Yeah, I don't. I would like to have a breast reduction surgery, but that's because I want to be more of a man than I am right now.
I'm a man now. Okay, all right. You're a man. I have unplugged. I'm a man. Okay. I was listening to old episodes, Nick writes, as I always do at work, and came across episode 770 of Keith and the Girl with Jesse Joyce.
Oh.
Jesse had recently been at the roast of Bob Saget, and Keith was very mad at the fact that they were even roasting Bob Saget because there are so many better people to roast. I do remember being upset. Who is Bob Saget? These comedians don't respect. They say, no, we're making jokes, but we really respect, you know, the people we roast, we really respect them. It's like, you're doing it. You hate him. He is extremely unfunny, extremely untalented. You're all stand-up comedians. His stand-up is unwatchable.
I've never seen a stand-up.
It's terrible. You can't. You're not able to.
Okay. Maybe that's what happened.
You can't do it. My eyes threw up within 10 minutes.
It sounds so painful.
It's extremely painful. I'd rather be turned into a girl than watch another special of his. I'm not exaggerating. You think that's stupid. I'm not exaggerating.
Oh, so, Keithrin.
I'll use the word literal. Right. I would literally rather be turned into a girl than watch Bob Saget do stand-up again.
Wow.
This is terrible. Take the worst of him. Okay, look at it this way. You know how much fun the movies of Jackass are?
Yeah.
That's what his TV show was, and it was unwatchable. You know what I mean?
His TV show is America's Funniest Home
America's
Videos.
America's Funniest. Oh, another kid got hit in the balls with a bait. What is the fucking difference? But somehow I can't watch him. But I can watch Johnny Knoxville do the exact same thing. That's how bad Bob Saget is. So I'm believing this guy that I probably was up in arms. But I did come around and I realized, you know what? They don't really even pay attention to who's in that fucking chair. You know, it could be anybody. It could be, we're going to roast a bag of sand. And you're like, but I don't get it. And then they just pick on each other. They're like, oh, it doesn't even fucking matter. Now let the bag of sand talk.
Lisa Ampanelli would fuck this bag of sand.
Yeah. Is it white sand or is it? Because she's not going to touch it. Well, anyway, yeah, I learned to come around. But yeah, it's really disgusting because he's fucking terrible. Then Keith begins ranting about people that are better to roast than Bob Saget. And that need to be roasted now because they'll die soon. Lewis Black was the first guy he mentioned. You had recently seen him at Mohegan Sun. That guy does look like he's about to die.
Mohegan Sun. No. Sorry, I have to do that. Anytime somebody says Mohegan Sun.
Well, I will stop.
Okay. Sorry.
Then Keith says something to the effect of, roast Greg Girardeau, this guy's going to die of alcoholism. Jesse let out a heh, as if to say, he sees why that's funny, but it's not. Keith called it, in the subject, Silver Dragon. So keep an eye on things I say.
Silver Dragon, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's his status. His mental, what do you call it, Keith?
I don't.
You can't label it. Animal.
No, it's my, I have, I believe it's, Rafa is my psychic guide. That's okay. You wouldn't understand.
It's your psychic ability level, right?
He's my...
Silver Dragon.
Silver Dragon is my level.
Okay.
Rafa is my guide. And he helps me out and see what's doing. By the way, Rafa got a sex change.
Really?
The other month.
Your guide.
A month ago, my guide got a sex change.
What's his name now? Or her name?
Same name.
Rafael? Oh, okay.
What else would it be?
Rafaela.
That's silly.
Okay.
That's silly. Now, that's something humans do. You have to understand this is a spirit guy.
I see.
Yeah.
Right. They're not as pretentious.
Right. Okay.
By the way, I think it's the stand-up before the last one. I'm talking about the person got a sex change. And a guy? No, it was a girl, right? I was talking about a girl that started dressing up as a guy and then got pregnant, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they're
like,
it's a pregnant guy. It's like, well, not just because you say you're a guy, now you're a guy and you're pregnant. And I said, I'm a silver dragon. Does that make me one? And then literally on stage, I turned into a silver dragon.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's on DVD.
That is amazing.
Charlie O'Donnell, the announcer whose voice has opened Wheel of Fortune for decades. You know this guy. Wheel of
Fortune. What happens
amazing.
Next? Oh, Fortune.
He's dead.
Sorry. I think they have enough on tape for that.
They don't need him again?
Are Pat Sajak and Vanna White still alive?
They're still doing fine. He was 78.
Damn.
Hmm. And he's done other things, too, by the way. Don't think just that show.
He had time?
The Joker's Wild. He would go, The Joker's Wild!
Wow.
Wheel of Fortune!
Some real versatility.
I don't know if you remember the show Tic-Tac-Toe. He would go, Tic-Tac-Toe!
I remember that with Wink Martindale.
It was either Wink Martindale or Chuck Woolery. Okay. It was one of the two. It always was.
I always loved that there was this... I mean, it's such a... Like a comic, it's like a cartoon name for a game show host is Wink. Wink Martindale.
Name another show, any show, any game show.
Jeopardy!
Wow. You know, Keith, there might be a way.
Now.
You're pretty good at this.
I'm pretty good. He would do, he was the announcer for Press Your Luck. Press Your Luck! He did all those.
Not to take away awesome. From his legacy.
The Press Your Luck one?
No, I'm, yeah. Just, I mean, I was suggesting that you could run in there and take this job.
I'm pretty good. Then
you
give
are.
Me another one so you don't think it's a fluke.
Supermarket sweeps.
Supermarket sweeps!
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Keith and the Girl Show.
The Keith and the Girl Show!
You're hired.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
You have talent.
Do you see what I'm doing?
No, it's like a...
I'm going to pick a word or two.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make it a little longer.
Don't give away all your secrets. I mean, right. Keith.
The David Letterman Show!
Hey.
Yeah, it's not just game shows I can do. All shows. Not good at reality shows. But game shows, talk shows.
You might revolutionize this whole thing. Might take on a new...
Well, in all fairness, this guy started it. And we all know his name, and good for him.
What was his name again?
You know it. Ben, let's quit fucking around.
Let's quit fucking around.
Let's talk about why we're here. We're here because Ben Lerman has a ukulele.
I do.
And when he plays it, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
So if you can do me the
favor. Maybe we'll change that here today.
What are you going to grace us with today, Ben?
You know what? I was sitting around listening to this song. And I
need
like,
another 5-hour energy, Newsy. I'm crashing.
turned into an hour and a half energy. I'm going to try to play this Belle and Sebastian song that I've never played before.
Oh.
Yeah, what the hell, why not? It's called White Collar Boy, and I would like to dedicate it to my friend, Jenna.
Fuck.
You're a white collar boy and you gave in to the law. Give in to the pressure, the cops are gonna get you. You're thieving dog at work until they caught your little paw. Your wage won't stretch to be picking up checks. Custodial sentence, you narrowly avoided. Community service, you had to go along with your banging the rocks at the old city docks. Oh, poor boy, 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 poor boy. You were chained to a girl that would kill you with a look. It's a nice way to die, she's so easy on the eyes. She said, let's get away, but she played it by the book. You're a warden's pet, she's a screaming suffragette. We ain't in prison, we'll just finish up and go home, she said. Not for me, I got plans for later on. So she belted the sergeant, she jumped on a barge. Oh, you fell, and you fell, and you fell, and you fell. You fell, and you fell, and you fell, and you fell. White collar, got dirt on your pants, you got egg in your hair, got spit on your chin, you're a white collar boy, scared to be bored. Blue collar, she's opening doors. White collar boy on the run from the law. She said, you ain't ugly, you can kiss me if you like. Go ahead and kiss her, you don't know what you're missing. You said, baby, you're special, but there's something not quite right. She's a Venus in flares, you wanna split hairs. I am innocent. You are a rocket. When things were okay till you took out the copper. Just leave me alone and get used to the chains. You're a pain, 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 you're a pain. White collar, got dirt on your pants. You got egg in your hair, got spit in your chin. You're a white collar, got dirt in your pants. You got egg in your hair, you got spit in your chin. You're a white collar, scared to be bored. Blue collar, she's opening doors. White collar boy on the run from the law.
Ben Lerman.
There it is.
Ben Lerman.
Eh, nice try. We'll give that one a nice try.
What did we learn from that song, Kanda?
That Ben could make up a song on the spot.
Thank you, Ben.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I sort of worked around my skill level and the chord structure.
Did you go from C to B on that one?
Something like that.
That's what I thought I heard.
Who knows? I don't even know.
Hey, listen to this news. This is we're over this already.
Okay, good.
Charlie Sheen filed for a divorce. Can you imagine? He couldn't make it work. He filed. What an insult. Right? It's like, no, I do that.
Who was he married to?
He was married to Brooke Mueller.
Who's she?
So she's the one that... Hey, what's going on?
Brooke? Hello, this is Ben's friend, Jen.
Oh, hey, Ben's friend, Jen. What do you give?
I just wanted to thank him for not dedicating the fart song to me, because I was pretty sure that's what I was going to get.
Oh, I should explain. I recently wrote a fart song, a fart opus. And
which was inspired by me, I'm pretty sure.
What's going on, Beth?
Jenna and I have farted in each other's company quite a bit.
All right.
We go way back.
What do you give the song he just played 1 to 10, Jen?
I love that song. It's one of my favorites.
Sorry about that, then.
All right, Jen, are you high as a kite, or are you just a fun girl?
I'm just a fun girl.
Okay.
I'm getting high right now. We're having a drink, but for now, I'm totally sober.
Well, there you go. Well, Jenna, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Keith.
Take care.
See you guys.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Whoopsie.
Oops. Talk to you later.
So, yeah, what an insult that a... Charlie Sheen's the one that files for divorce.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm not...
That's a good move, though.
I don't think this is going to work out.
Well, maybe Brooke Miller's got her own problems that are far worse than his.
Really?
Maybe she was harvesting organs somewhere.
The filing comes less than a week after Sheen trashed the hotel room, you know, the Plaza.
Sure.
It also comes almost a year after Sheen was arrested in Aspen, Colorado, following a terrifying episode in which he choked her, Mueller, during a drunken Christmas fight.
Oops.
So you were choked during a Christmas fight. Then you go in for, they went to therapy together. Like, what do you learn? You know, I learned a lot about myself in therapy today. My wife's a person, too. And
choking
breathes.
Hurts.
Right. And you know what? Sometimes I do things that upsets her. But do I want her getting drunk and taking a knife to my throat? Do I want her to start choking me? Is that, no. I could talk things out. And I learned that. Then I had a little relapse, and I brought a porn star around my other ex-wife and children, and went a little crazy and broke up my hotel room.
Hey, we all make mistakes.
I was just going to say, this reminds me of a song that a girl in Surf, a buddy of mine, Surf, used to sing, Oopsie Doopsie, yeah, Oopsie Doopsie. I think it fits.
Yeah, I mean, like, what else was he going to have to do before she would file for a divorce?
Right.
You think that's why he did this?
Yeah, sure.
He's sending the
he's
news
like,
clippings.
He's like, I got it.
He's sending her news clippings underneath his underneath her door. It's like, really, nothing?
Even his character on the show is shitty.
Right. It's he's a womanizer, right? And yeah. He's like a liar, yeah.
I have never seen that show.
Picture it. That's it.
The okay. Theme song says it all. Isn't it? Men.
NYPD detectives are investigating Jersey Shore star Mike the Situation Sorrentino's brother after a Manhattan woman accused him of holding her captive in a limo. She was a 24-year-old. She claims that on October 20th, she met Mark Sorrentino, 31 years old, and the Situation. and three of their male friends. She joined the guys in a limo, which took them to an apartment on East 26th Street. They then got back in the limo and headed to New Jersey, ignoring her pleas to be let out. At one point, she claims...
I don't understand this, though. She joined the guys, joined her friends, or saw right. a limousine and got excited.
He showed the abs, and that was enough.
Is she saying, get me out of here on, you know, I-80, like on the right. highway?
You can't really stop and let someone out on the George Washington Bridge.
At one point, she claims Mark Sorrentino broke a bottle and put it to her neck.
Okay, now we have a couple more answers.
Said, we're going to Jersey. So this is after church. First, she was. It sounds like, so why? I'm into a party. And then went, all right, now we're going to go to Jersey and get more fucked up.
I don't want to go to Jersey.
Yeah, just take me home. And so we started smashing bottles. And then you wonder what this, now that we feel like we know the situation, you wonder what he's doing in that limo. Like, not cool, dog. Mm. Not cool.
Yeah, because until now, he seemed like a perfectly reasonable person. Mm-hmm.
She said she escaped in New Jersey and Howell, New Jersey, and called 911. Cops there issued Mark Sorrentino a summons for assault. The situation, don't worry, he was not charged, at least as of now.
I do want to know what the other boys were doing. I think they mentioned five guys.
Three other guys, right, total of five guys.
In a limo with one girl, not one of them said, hey, fuckface, you get out. Keith. You're in a limousine with your brother, Mark.
Right.
He smashes a bottle and put it towards somebody's throat.
That's his business. what if I didn't see the whole story? You know?
It's a huge limousine. Was it a stretch limo?
I don't believe that for a second. Little baby faggot would be there.
If you have nothing before nice could, to say.
Before you could finish cracking that bottle.
Let me mention this.
Little baby faggot is your superhero name. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes Raphael needs help. He can't do it all alone.
That's another Keith and the Girl episode, TV episode.
That's true.
Yeah.
KATGTV.com. Here's what I want to mention. Instead of picking up these girls and making them go where you need them to go, just go to adamandeve.com and get a fake pussy. Mm. Bottle of wine and call it a night. You're not getting summons. You're not getting...
The fake pussy can't divorce you. Mm-mm. The fake pussy can't sue you. Mm-mm. The fake pussy can't have you... Now you're forced to like break a bottle.
Yeah,
put
but
it
you
on.
Can't rape a fake pussy.
Hey, oh, well, Ben, this is why... You don't know anything about pussies, obviously.
Let me tell you what I do, Ben. Since this is just between us. Uh-huh. And what you do in the privacy of your house is your business.
Right.
Take a switchblade. I hold it up to the pussy.
The fake pussy.
The fake pussy, yes. Of course. Not a real one. I would never.
That's a lot of trouble.
Right. A totally fake one. And I go, oh, I'm going to fuck you now. I do a whole bunch of sick shit.
I take it back. You can rape a fake pussy.
The fake pussy, you make it talk back. You go, oh, don't fuck me.
It's all right. It's all right. It's okay. It's okay.
So here's what you do. You go to adamandeve.com.
And you put in the code KATG. What you get is 50% off of almost everything in the store. You get free DVDs included in your order. You get a special gift that is so amazing we can't even mention it on the show.
Can't even be said in words. I could say in Klingon. But I don't even know how to speak Icelandic.
So go to adamandeve.com, put in the code KATG, and place your order. You can write me about what you ordered.
Speaking of, you can rate her, by the way.
I was specific.
Speaking of knives, by the way, I saw the movie Machete.
I saw that movie. I haven't seen very many movies, but I've seen that one.
You know what? Not really a fan of Machete.
It was a little
long. It's long. It was an hour and 40 minutes, but it felt long. And I feel like this movie, I feel like people would agree with me that saw Machete. If you asked anybody, how's this movie? They say it's great. And I think what they mean is, it's very funny. It's funny in parts, and it's different. You know, all movies seem the same. But then you go, did it feel long? Yeah.
Yeah,
it did.
It was fun, but yeah, I'm glad I went with a friend that I could carry on a conversation with in the theater.
I'm glad that you can call a movie named Machete fun.
It was. It was really right. fun. There was just too much talking eventually. And, the whole thing was just sort of a parody anyway. It was the premise of the movie was the most interesting part, which was that it was when they made the Grindhouse thing, it was like a, they made a fake trailer.
They made a fake trailer, and so they said, all right, people like this trailer so much, let's turn it into a real movie.
Right.
Brilliant.
Until probably there were some scenes they put in the trailer that they had to make a whole scene around, you know, but that they didn't need.
Definitely some stuff could have hit the cutting room floor that was in this movie.
Well, it's like finding certain things work out. Like The Simpsons were just a short thing in between What's-Her-Face's
show. Tracy Ullman.
Yeah, and then they happened to have enough material that it really blew up. But certain sketches and certain little clips might just need to remain just that. I'm not going to watch a movie named Machete, but
if they had trimmed a half 20 minutes, half hour off this movie,
that's a long time. It would have been
much better.
You just make it as long as it is.
Certainly, the Lindsay Lohan thing was worthless. Right. I felt like it was completely worthless. I mean, maybe some people would go see that movie because Lindsay Lohan was in it, but I don't think those are the people who are going to like the movie.
What's funny is Lindsay Lohan plays a heroin addict.
Right, right.
And her acting is fine, that it's horrible because she's so high.
Mm,
you know what I mean? Right. I know it's not deliberate, but and you do see her tits, but there's nothing sexy.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, yeah.
I am curious about what her boobs look like.
Young.
Oh, really?
Yet old.
Like her face.
Like wise.
They've been around doesn't mean you're wise.
They were wise.
But no, I got to see a smarter movie. So up next is The Human Centipede.
Oh, God. Oh. That sounds awful.
You see, well, here's what's happening.
Oh, boy.
You got these girls, and I think there's a guy and two girls, and they're going around. Their car breaks down, probably.
Uh-huh.
And it's raining, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They go into a guy's house, and he has a face that just says, I will rape you.
So far, that sounds very romantic. So it's like
Willem Dafoe, no.
So he, weirder.
Okay.
So he, that would be a blessing. So then the people go, oh, can we hang out in your house while we're waiting for help? I'm making all this up, I don't know. And he goes, yes, but it'd be better if you waited downstairs in my basement where I lock you
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
But why? The better, to eat you.
It'd be better if you waited in the slaughterhouse.
So long story short, he drugs them and turns them into a human centipede with one of their mouths going into the other person's ass.
Oh.
Yeah, and they walk around. So one of them defecates and that goes into the other one's mouth and then defecates into the other one's mouth. And then I guess.
What happens when you throw up? Does it go to the first person who throws up?
Wait, does it go, does it go back in reverse?
Yeah, because if somebody's defecating in my mouth, I probably am going to throw up. And then does it go back in? And then do we have a whole...
You didn't think of that.
I think about things.
There's a part where the centipede is just convulsing, and one end is shitting, the other end is throwing up.
I have a question.
Yes.
When, if the centipede dies, does it turn into mushrooms? Because that was what would happen in that game, Centipede, the arcade game.
It
turn into mushrooms, I think.
Well, I did read a spoiler after the credits, if you watch. They show like a boy just walking around town, and he finds this old scientist place, and he sees like a room of mushrooms, and he eats them.
Oh.
And that's how it ends.
I hope you didn't just ruin the movie for everybody.
That's not how it ends. That's how it begins.
Oh, no, Centipede 2, the prequel.
Because everything has to come in and go out.
Here's a story that I think is fun.
Thank you, Ben.
There's three teens in England. They scammed cash by telling people that they needed sponsors for participating in a charity run. Although, of course, they had no intentions of running. They were just taking the money. The judge said, okay, you can't do that. So the punishment was they have to complete a 10-mile run. Police are going to watch every step they make.
That's a far fucking thing to run.
Yeah.
Good. I think that's a good punishment. You said you would run. Let's do it.
That's so great. I can't anymore.
They should have to run twice as far.
They're young.
Yeah, we're not assholes. You said 10 miles, do 10 miles.
All right, okay, you're right.
And I hope they're behind them on, like, horses with tasers.
No, I hope that they're tied to their cars.
Say that again?
I hope that the teenagers are tied to the police officers' cars, and they have to go at least, like, 10 miles an hour or something the whole way.
Is it possible to go 10 miles an hour?
That's really fast, actually.
I'll just make them go 1 mile an hour.
No, that's very slow.
People can run a 6-minute mile,
that's,
right?
Yeah, but you're competing at that point. Make them run 8 miles an hour because they're young. Okay. 9 miles because their legs are shorter.
What about the money?
It's probably spent on candy.
Well, they get to keep it now. They ran.
I guess as long as you run.
I'm pretty sure that when you sponsor a run, you're not sponsoring the kid. You're sponsoring the cause.
Right.
You're not sponsoring juju beads.
We were talking about Coney Island and them fixing the boardwalk, making it a cement boardwalk, and the community's up in arms about their beautiful, beautiful area being changed. This fucking shithole. He's laughing because it's a fucking shithole. The boards most, are coming out the fucking thing.
Most disturbing thing that's ever happened to me in my life happened to me in Coney Island. And I just told you I've been in a crack house with a crack gimp. But this was more disturbing.
What happened?
It was before the season had started. I had gotten laid off from this job I had.
What's the season?
So it's like it's probably like May.
Okay.
Or maybe it wasn't hot yet. It was still kind of cool. And so a friend and I, we go down to Coney Island for the day because we both were recently laid off from our .com gigs. And, you know, we smoke a little joint on the beach and then we go to one. There's this bar there called, I think it's called Ruby's on the beach.
Right.
So we go into Ruby's, which there's nobody there. It's just us. And we have a beer and we have another beer. And we're going to leave. So I go to the bathroom before we leave. And, I mean, the place smells like people have just been pissing in it continuously for the last 100 years, which is probably the truth. And, you know, it just reeks in there. And like I said, we were the only people in the bar that I could see. And we'd been in there for like a half hour, probably, or maybe longer. And I'm pissing, and it's like piss trough style. And then I hear this voice, and I turn and look, and it's like I guess it's a guy. And with, like, longish hair and, like, this Puerto Rican accent. And he starts talking to me and wants to know my name and that he tell me he likes me. And I'm pissing and I can't really escape, you know.
Wait a minute. He's asking you to tell him that you like him?
He's telling me that he likes me.
Oh, okay.
And that he wants to spend some time with me. I'm being propositioned by a sort of transsexual bathroom dweller. Like, he must have been in that bathroom waiting for someone to come in there.
Oh, right.
Like,
okay.
He was not... I don't know where he came from. Like,
wow.
He didn't come out of the bathroom when I left the bathroom.
Wow.
It was the creepiest thing. So this is the community that you're talking about.
Well, they want to change a bunch of places. It's funny you say that's where it happened. They're getting rid of Ruby's Bar. That's shut down.
Oh, really?
Along with some other
things. Can't imagine why.
Oh, there. people say it's for the best, but other people up in arms. It's too much. Business owners and residents were fuming because Ruby's Bar, Shoot the Freak, and other longtime joints got the boot. This Shoot the Freak isn't a bar or anything. It's an alley between two buildings, and you're on the boardwalk that has needles and shit all over it, you know? And you're given a paint gun, and you're over top. You're looking over top this alleyway, and you start shooting at this freak. They have the Coney Island Freak Show. Now the freak actually is just a Mexican, and he's running around, and you're supposed to not feel like an asshole and shoot him.
How is that legal to begin with?
I don't know.
Like it's not.
I have no idea. It's
maybe they
inhumane.
Mean that, maybe they mean. That he's a sexual freak.
We kept this place going all the time. Not only weren't we rewarded for it, now we're getting thrown out, says the owner of Shoot the Freak and Bear Island, two of nine businesses that got their walking papers from the amusement giant Zamperia.
Well, what is the reason that they got the papers? Are they not paying their bill?
It must be.
Are they breaking laws?
Many fear the move will ruin Coney's clams and beer charm. I don't know what I'm going to do next summer, says one of the owners. But it won't be at this place. It'll probably be at an Applebee's or something.
I hope they don't do that.
Yeah, that is a legitimate fear.
We're worried this will become another 42nd Street. I don't mind it.
No, 42nd Street is annoying. It is all Applebee's. It is all chain restaurants and shit. And it's lame. I hope they put up new shops that people can't find in their own hometown and can't, you know, find 20 of everywhere.
Like Shoot the Freak.
But interesting shops. You could be interesting without being crazy or without being totally lame.
Well.
Wow. Not getting a lot of support.
Well, I mean, I got to say that is like, you know, I've been to Coney Island probably about four times in the last 10 years. I'm not a big Coney Island goer, but I appreciate its
shittiness. What?
Shitty charms.
I appreciate that I wouldn't walk around there with my sister after 7 p.m.
But there are other charming things. Charm doesn't have to come out of scary situations. Charm can come out of local artists and, you know, local shops, local thinking. You know what I, you know?
By the way, that's that buzzword charm means bad. It means that you never say charm for good things, like a nice charm, a nice little quiet biz. No, the charm is you're talking about a shitty dive bar that a guy's blowing Ben in the bathroom without asking. It's
hey,
got a charm.
Wait a second, that did not happen.
it's got the charm where you're scared.
I ran as soon as I was done letting him give me a blowjob. I ran out of that bar.
Well, the Zamperia president says the goal is to create an incredible new experience on the boardwalk while continuing to honor Coney Island's magnificent past. Oh, it's magnificent. We got this wooden roller coaster that's about to crash any time. That's charm.
I think
you could see the nuts and bolts being shaken out of this wooden roller coaster. That's charm.
I think he's talking about a time when, like, the Dodgers played in Brooklyn.
Right.
When people talk to me, like, hey, step right up.
Right. Mm-hmm. It won't be the same, says some 45-year-old douche. It will take away from the whole feel of Coney Island, and it's a shame. There is no feel.
There is a feel. It's
seedy.
It's fear.
Yeah, people feeling you up. Yeah. You get on a ride. Let me help you up, honey. Guy's grabbing your ass. He'd use both hands, but the other one has a cigarette he's blowing in your face.
Yeah.
It's a horrible fucking place. Start all over. Mm-hmm. You got to pick one or the other. I say put 15 Applebee's there.
But it does have, you know, like the appeal of, like, what's that comic book series? Sin City? Like that kind of thing. Like it has this, like, dark Gotham amusement park thing that's that is really creepy, but it's also kind of cool.
Like the movie Sin City, you're saying?
Yeah.
Right. I enjoyed the movie Sin City.
Yeah.
And when that hour and a half was over, I was glad.
That you didn't live in that city.
Right. What's Fatal Attraction? I enjoyed that movie. See what I'm saying? I don't need to come home to her.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Well, listen.
Yeah.
I won't be ignored.
I'm being told by Jamela from Toronto that Miley Cyrus's parents, they broke up.
Yeah.
The reason is that Bret Michaels broke them up by having a relationship with Miley Cyrus's mother. Also, Miley Cyrus herself happened to do a song with Bret Michaels, and maybe that's how they met. That's what this person's telling me. Bret Michaels gave her the old Rocks of Love. Yes.
Miley, mama's so lonely. Mama wants to meet Bret Michaels. Miley, why don't you sing a song with Bret Michaels? Miley, mama's lonely. Sorry.
Sure. Xerxes is saying maybe you can remind people to go out and vote.
Oh.
That was Xerxes. Well, since you brought it up, don't vote. There's no point. Thank you for the reminder, Xerxes.
Instead, buy Keith's CD and book.
Right. And then you can justify it to your friends without sounding ridiculous. Voting.
You can't argue against Keith's logic unless you listen to the DVD or CD.
You know what? You're absolutely right. The same way people say, well, you can't not vote and then complain about something. You can't complain about my not voting.
Without getting all the...
Unless you hear my latest CD, Can You Imagine?
Mm.
That's a very true story. Chemda?
Yes.
Anything else today we need to tell people about?
I think that we should make sure that they go to benlerman.net.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Great place. Sure. It's a number one destination for everyone.
And let me tell you about the website. It has a lot of charm.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I know exactly how you mean that because you just said it.
BenLerman.net has all your Ben Lerman needs. So when you miss him when he's not on this show, hey, you know, he might be coming to your town.
You never know.
Download some of his songs.
I'm going to be doing some college shows, it turns out. Yeah, I went to a one of those NACA conventions that we've talked about in the past. And
NAMBLA. Yeah,
NAMBLA conventions.
Oh no.
And
are those dates on your site where you're going?
Not yet. It'll be starting January, I think so.
Oh, okay.
But
all right.
You can look then. I'm sure I'll be back before.
And between now and then you might want to wish Ben Lerman a happy Thanksgiving.
Sure.
A Merry Christmas, a happy Hanukkah.
What, you think I don't like wishes?
You can be friends with him on Facebook.
Twitter. Follow me.
What's your Twitter?
It's Ben Lerman.
What are you talking about lately on there?
I think I was just talking about being on the show.
Okay.
Sold.
I talk about...
Okay, that's plenty.
Yep.
I'm in.
Yep.
There you go. Well, thank you, Ben.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here. I'm going to practice this song. I'm going to come back.
I think that's good for that one.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it again. No, I'm going to do it again.
The song had a certain charm. And... See you guys tomorrow.
Yeah. GeekAndTheGirl.com.